Everyone, you're watching the Viral Volley Podcast on For College Volleyball Weekly. I'm here with opposite attacker and super Puerto Rican stud, Gabby Garcia Fernandez, who's in Provo right now, not in his home country, Puerto Rico, and you know, obviously in the shortened season. Just wanted to tap into his experience this season, as well as just check out what's going on. Thanks for coming on, Gabby.
Oh, thank you. I love being here.
Awesome. Hey, your BYU team finished the season out ranked number one in the final AVCA poll. And I wanted you to share some of your thoughts on your team's performance up until the abrupt ending due to the coronavirus pandemic.
To be honest, our preparation this year was one of the best preparations, and not even like volleyball wise. It was just we concentrated a lot this year in creating a culture. You know, it's like the guys need to know more of the guys, you know, like not have that much like seniority, like, oh, seniors hang out together and freshmen hang out together. Like everybody's just like, you know, like being together and like hanging out and like getting to know each other more deeply, you know, and see what goes on different minds. So like we can like take that to the court and see and know how much we can push each other. So that was amazing this year. And then like you know, like working out, and then the attitude of the team just wanting to be winners this year was amazing. You know, like you would guess, like, if you wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning, you're like, I don't want to be up right now. And then like, you see 20 volleyball guys in the weight room just like having this 3 p.m. energy in the weight room, you know, like,
right.
He's like, oh, let's go. Like, we're going to lift weights. And then we go to class. And then we're keeping up with class. And then we go again to practice. And then it's like everybody just wants to be around, you know? Like, everybody's willing to play. And I think because of that, we did so good in our actual season. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't concentrate on, like, so much volleyball. We could just concentrate on our side, you know, perfecting ourselves. You know, me, Gabby, I'm going to perfect this more of myself. And then, and so, and then, like, everybody out of nowhere, you know, the puzzle just became to, like, and they created this, for me, to think, unstoppable team. Like, this team this year, like, I feel like you could have taken a set from us or something else, but, like, we were unstoppable this year. And, you know, even though we did lose in Hawaii by 5 sets, and they had to like take all they had for us to like to lose that game, and you know, and we knew we could have done better too. So, you know, I'm so happy about this season. It's just the way we created a culture was my favorite part.
Right. Now, I was almost going to comment on the Hawaii matches, but my next question for you is, because I have a feeling it's going to be the same answer, but what was your most exciting or memorable moment or match for you during the abbreviated 2020 season?
Oh, you know, that Hawaii match, you know, I played in Hawaii my freshman year for the Invitational, and we won that my freshman year, and I haven't played to like, you know, a couple weeks ago, like last month or whatever. But I've never seen a stadium so packed. It was so loud, and like I heard the whole stadium, every seat, like screaming every time I went back to serve, because I do know everybody hates when I go back to serve. I do realize this, you know, like I do know. And then, like, it was so loud. And then how respectful they were at the end, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was like, hey, it was a game. We still love you guys. And then, like, it was, to be honest, my favorite game of my college career in general.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal pair of matches. Obviously, I was watching at close to 1 a.m. in the morning Pacific time, but it was well worth it. And at the final point of the second match, night number two, just seeing you and Rado get together at the net and high-five each other and smiling and laughing. You guys had battled. I mean, that was a classic battle that weekend, and anyone in the volleyball world would know that was an intense competition of play and two big opposites going at it. What did you say to Rado? Just since, obviously, all we saw were lips moving on the...
I mean, obviously there's some things we have to keep for ourselves because that's the friendship him and me have. But we just talked about more about, like, he was in Bulgaria. You know, he's from, like, Bulgaria. And I was in Bulgaria this summer.
Oh, okay.
And like, I never... Yeah, and I never called him, so he got like, oh, why didn't you call me? I'm like, bro, I didn't know you were there, and it was and it was all fun, you know, like, but yeah, the other stuff's for us to keep, you know, but yeah, like, hey, I love that guy, you know, it's I really think deep in my heart, like, we're both best opposites this like programs have seen in many years, you know, like, and you know. And then you're just on your toes to see, like, hey, you know, these two guys are going to go after each other right now because, you know, they have to prove themselves, you know, you're like, who's the best? And then, like, at the end, we don't care who the best is. We just love the game. And our game talks for itself.
So even that weekend, that Hawaii match, even beforehand, it just seems like one particular element of your game that had improved was the pace and the speed of the balls that you were hitting, not only from the service line, but the attack line. I believe someone had mentioned that you were clocked at around 75 miles per hour or faster. What have you done to get your arm swing so powerful this season?
I mean, I've always been blessed with, you know, a fast arm. You know, that is something, you know, you probably have to ask my mom or my dad.
Your mom has a good arm swing, I see.
Yeah. How does the kid have this? Like, I've been, you know, me and Will specifically on, like, hitting, we noticed, like, our first years, I was hitting too much higher balls, and, like, the block was there all the time, and it was just me trying to get around the block, and that's how I find my success as an opposite here. Mm-hmm. And this year we were like, hey, enough of this. Like, Gabby, we know you can go faster, and Will, you know you can step faster. So we just, you know, started trying it, you know, and it worked, you know, like, right. As you can see, it worked pretty well. And it's easier to attack too. And it's better for, like, to move the game as well, like, not just be me like last year. And it's like, oh, okay, it's Gabby, you know, we're going to go there. It's like, right now we got Davide, which, you know, I play against Davide, like, in like, practice. And to be honest, it's not easy to block that guy. It's one of the hardest tasks you can do as a volleyball player is to block Davide because he has so many, like ideas of how to put the ball on the ground. So, like, now it's like David is playing fast, Gabby's playing fast, and people forgot about middle, and the middle. So, this year we just went faster, you know, like, faster and good pace, you know, we didn't change my height at all, we just changed the speed. And serving, you know, I don't know what to tell you, to be honest. I guess I'm just a good server. Okay, this is
You're not moving enough, but your arm swing is too fast that it gets a lights turned off.
Yeah, my arm swing's too fast for the sensors of the lights.
Your team had a lot of options this year, and I mean, even with Davide only being a sophomore, it seemed your whole team played as upperclassmen, like they'd been together for some time. Yeah. Can you share about some of the other pieces on the court with you that contributed to BYU's success this season?
I will have to give credit to the coaches, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Mike Adon and Devin Young and Sean Olmstead, they did their part. You know, Sean was more general with us. Devin took care of, like, the defensive, and, like, Micah took care of the offensive. And they're like, hey, trust this process, you're going to be here, stay here, and you're going to hit here and hit here. And they were like, okay, we're going to put our ego aside and do what our bosses tell us. And that's we did good, you know? And when we, in the beginning of the season, we like, okay, we're changing the rhythm, and I don't think we're comfortable with this. And we're like, no, shut up and pay attention and do what you have to do. And then, like, we start trusting their system. And it worked. Right. Like, it was a really good system, you know, like, Micah does a really good job telling us like what type of block we have in front of us, like what type of read they're doing with us. So like they say if they're getting too much cross, like, hey, you have a lot of line, and then just bomb line. So and then like and Devin Young, to be honest, I've never seen somebody study volleyball so much in this like the scouting type of thing, because he just got everything on point. Like, hey, we're gonna do this today. We got all that on point. Like, we touched all those things. I think we ended like number one in blocking two or something like that. You know, like number two or something.
Well, you're definitely in the top three. So
yeah, I'm definitely top. We're definitely top three blocking. It was just because of that. You know, like we practiced so much little stuff that when it came to the game, the little stuff were too easy. They were easy for us to like handle.
Yeah. Well, let's move out of the season here, and we kind of discussed a little earlier in when we previously chatted, but what was going through your mind as the concerns about the coronavirus pandemics, well, it actually started as an epidemic and then escalated to a pandemic. What was going through your mind once you saw that that could potentially threaten the season?
I mean, my first reaction is I don't want to get it. That's number one. And then it was like, I was actually worried that day we were going to fly to Stanford and play them. That's like, hey, like, we were already worrying about it in Hawaii a little bit. And it was like, every time, like, don't touch anything. It's like, wash your hands or whatever. And then, like, this one was like, okay, people, just keep your hands in your pockets, you know, like, put them out, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was like more about the safety about the team and more not worrying about what's going to happen to our season, just more what's going to happen to us as like human. And then we concentrated more on that and just keeping ourselves like really clean and careful. And then like when season came and that have to be canceled, we handled it pretty well. We did share of like tears and all that stuff like in the room, but after that I was like, okay guys, just now take care of yourself, talk to your family, spend time with friends in small groups, and then like do things that you can actually control, you know, like right now I'm spending on a lot of time with my fiance that I couldn't do during the season because of traveling and all this stuff, and now school and all that stuff.
Well, great. With the NCAA deciding to grant an additional year of eligibility and the chance for seniors like Will Stanley, Mikko Juhainen, Zach Eschenberg to come back, I guess, does that give your team a sense of hope? And do they know what they're going to be doing?
Yeah, I didn't hear that last part.
With the additional granting of eligibility by the NCAA, and you had a few seniors with Mikko Juhainen, Zach Eschenberg, and Will Stanley. Is there a sense of hope for them and redeeming this season? Are they going to be coming back, or are things still up in the air as far as what their future holds for them?
Right, yeah. I haven't gotten like a final like answer. It's like, yeah, he's coming back. But I do know them in a certain way. Like Will's a fighter, you know, like if there's some unfinished business, we're going to sit down and discuss it, you know, like, hey, I'm not going to leave until this is done, you know? So I feel like Will's like that. And Eschenberg is like that. Mickey, I don't know, because he's from another country.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little harder for him to, like, do that. He's getting married now, so I guess that will keep him around. I think because of that, they're going to stay. But to be honest, I don't know much about, like, yes, they're going to stay. But the team knows that they're fighters, and we have hope they will stay, you know? So.
Yeah. Final question in this segment here. beings, our entire culture and our society are severely affected by this pandemic. What message would you have for the people out there that are watching and listening?
To be honest, it's like, hey, follow what the people are saying online. Just like, hey, stay in your house, wash your hands, try not to expose yourself. Be careful and, you know, take care of, you know, other things like family, you know, like if you haven't called your parents or your family that often or your grandma, you know, pick up the phone and do that right now. Because to be honest, right now, we don't even know who's going to be around tomorrow, you know, so, you know, do those things early rather than later. And then just take care of us there and wash your nasty hands.
Excellent. Well, hey, Gabby, thank you again for taking time with College Volleyball Weekly. Stick around. We'll have one final segment with some fun stuff to lighten up the mood and to see who the top players are to GGF. Or I tried to get this trending, Gabzilla, on Twitter. Didn't quite happen.
Yeah, that's right,
We'll be right back. All right, you're watching and we're listening to College Volleyball Weekly. I've got BYU All-American opposite hitter Gabby Garcia-Fernandez rocking it in his home school of BYU in Provo, Utah. We're going to end our little segment here with Gabby's All-Americans. Who needs the ABCA All-Americans when Gabby can pick a few eye-catching performers from the shortened 2020 season? So, Gabby, it's your show. Name some guys, and if you don't know the names, I'll try and throw them down off the top of my head.
All right, cool. To be honest, I'll start with my team.
Uh-huh.
I think Will Stanley, Felipe De Brito Ferreira, and Davide should be All Americans. I think Rado should be an American. I think Patrick should be an All American. Such a good guy.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Should be an All American. Like, such a beast. Like, it's something to see him in, you know, outside or in video. It's another thing to play against them. Outside hitter from Lewis.
That would be Ryan Coonan.
such a good player, you know, strong arm. You know, he'll be the top with us. I'll say my homeboy from Long Beach, Carlos. You know, Carlos, love that guy.
Carlos Rivera,
you know. I think the libero from UH.
Gage Worsley. Yeah.
Worsley. That guy should be in there. Who else? I guess. Oh, the setter from UCSB.
Oh, that would be McGarry. Casey McGarry.
Jalen Jasper, obviously. We talked about, so me and Philippe we're best friends, and we talk about, you know, things that happen. And mm-hmm. then the night that we play against UCSB at home, like mm-hmm. that five-setter we did here, we got out, we went home because we're roommates, and we went home and we sit down, and he sits down, and he goes, Gabby, I have never played against a harder setter than this. He's so fast. And then, we play against a lot of, like, pace setters.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy will throw a bullet above the net. And, you know, so I really respect UCSB. For me, that team is really, has all my respect. And if I have to choose an MVP for the year, I'll pick Zach Eschenberg for my team.
Wow. Yeah, he definitely stepped up this season for you guys.
I say this to him all the time after every game. So, like, hey, Ash, I did my part as being, like, good in serving, good attacking. David did his part. Everybody did his part. But you are just, you know, like, I told Felipe this the other day. Zach Eschenberg is that patch you put in the boat for it to
mm-hmm.
go.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's so important, but if you don't, it's like, it's so important to have it, but mm-hmm. even though he's, like, so, like, on his own world type of thing, it's so important to have him. I think that because I think because of him, we had the success we have this year. You know, he stepped up. He played a little the years past, but not like this year. This year, he was a starter. He worked hard at everything he did and came, and then he balled out. To be honest, he was a baller this year. And I think if I have to give a trophy, I will give it to him.
Yeah. Good calls there by Gabby Garcia Fernandez. You know, I'll definitely agree on the Zach Eschenberg, because I think what made you guys even stronger, given, you know, obviously you had you and Davide and Will, and then you really strong Nils and Lipe and Mickey, but Zach, at the left pin and out of the back row, he really kept teams off balance. I mean, you could not at all leave him ignored, because he was too much of a threat to ignore. So good calls there. Hey, Gabby, thank you again for taking the time. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on the Puerto Rican national team. And Ozzy Becamide, one of my favorite players to watch. So when I saw him coaching you this last summer at the Norsecas, oh gosh, I just had to give the guy a hug and say, he's such a great person. And he's got a good guy in coaching you. So I'm excited to see where your career takes you. I'm looking forward to seeing you next season. Hopefully, when you come to Irvine, I will have that gift package of In-N-Out Burgers right there, but you have to eat it 2 minutes for the match.
I will. You'll be surprised what I can do.
A superstar on the court and with the burgers. All right.
Yep.
All right, Gabby. Thank you again.
Thank you.